And today, we're running to the end of November, but still have time to talk about Diabetic Eye Disease Awareness Month. We'll fit it all in here in November. You know, diabetes seems to be on the rise. The U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention say the number of American adults with diabetes has risen to more than 35 million people. That's about 14% of the population, and could lead to some really problems with your vision. That's why we got ophthalmologist Dr. Michael Cooney joining us this morning. Good morning, Doctor.
Morning, Bruce.
Let's talk about this. Let me get this right. Retinopathy, diabetic retinopathy. Explain what that means.
So, yeah, diabetes, as you said, is a very large public health problem and a growing public health problem. So diabetes can affect the eye, and it affects the retina, which is the part of the eye that's like the film of a camera that lines the inside back wall of the eye. And, Bruce, what it does over time is the longer you have diabetes and the more out of control the sugars are, it damages the small, normal little blood vessels in the back of your eye, causes them to become leaky and sometimes to grow abnormally. And all of that can result in a very significant loss of vision and potentially blindness over the course of time.
What are the symptoms that someone who, is seeing, in regards to this, or not seeing? What's happening for their vision?
So importantly, most patients do not have any symptoms whatsoever, despite having very significant eye disease that can blow up and cause them to lose vision very quickly over time. But if someone is going to have symptoms, they might notice that their vision is blurred or it's just not clear, or things that are normally straight become a little wavy or distorted. Those are common symptoms. But again, an important message is you may not have any symptoms whatsoever and yet be on the precipice of going blind.
Is it more prevalent in men versus women or different races? Any difference there?
There's really no difference among men, women, or any different ethnic groups.
So this is sort of something that's a side effect related to people who have diabetes. What is, the proper care that needs to take so that this does not happen?
I think the first message really is that everybody with diabetes needs to go in to see their eye care professional or ophthalmologist for a full dilated eye examination. This is not just an eyeglass check. This is getting your pupils dilated, having someone shine lights at you to look into the back of your eye and see, do you have any diabetes in the eye, and if so, at what level? And if it's at a significant level, which is threatening vision, do we need to start treatment? And then all of this needs to be followed over time.
When you say treatment, what exactly does that mean?
So the good news is if you do have certain levels of diabetes in the eye that is threatening your vision, there are a number of prescription medications that are approved by the FDA that can help stabilize the disease and oftentimes can help improve it. And patients should speak to their ophthalmologist about which, if any, of these things might be right for them.
Is this all related, you mentioned at the start, sort of the blood vessels, blood circulation? Is that really what's happening?
Yeah, that's really what happens. So, diabetes affects the entire body, from the kidneys to the feet to the eye to the heart to the brain. And really what diabetes is doing in every one of those organs or tissues, and particularly the eye, is it damages the normal little blood vessels that are normally present that can help feed that area of your body. And when those blood vessels get damaged, those areas do not get enough oxygen, they don't get enough nourishment, and that causes the body to start to react in ways that are oftentimes harmful and can cause dysfunction to that area. And when we're talking about dysfunction in the eye, that means loss of vision.
Where can people find out more information about some of the things you've talked today?
Bruce, there's a great website, geteyesmart.org, which has a wealth of additional information.
Dr. Cooney, we appreciate your time this morning. Take care.
Thanks so much.